West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Tallapoosa Police Chief Scott Worthy reminding area drivers and those families out trick-or-treating to use extra caution when out and about this Halloween evening.
Some safety tips, you know, everybody bring a flashlight. Please stay together, watch crossing roads. We will have golf carts and ATVs are allowed, just basically the ATVs are allowed only on this day to be in town. They'll be pulling wagons with hay and all that. So please, everybody, be careful. Enjoy it, because Tallapoosa really does a good job on Halloween.
Meanwhile, the Tallapoosa Police Department continues their efforts, raising aid for those impacted by Hurricane Helene 1 month ago.
We have sent three others, one to South Georgia, partnering with Southwire for their project gift. Then we sent another load through local church up in Buck Cannon, First Corinth Baptist Church up there. It went to Boone, North Carolina. My wife and I took some to South Georgia the next time and then ended up taking a U-Haul full up to Asheville, North Carolina. And then we ended up going back again to a place up in North Carolina called Swannanoa and really getting to see what some of the devastation was there. Well, I try to tell people it's like a third world country that's been bombed. It's just everything's just basically gone.
Worthy talked with WKNG King Country Morning Show host John Copeland earlier this week.
Over time, the things that they need change some. So we're planning another trip, which we'll be taking some stuff next week. But November 6th, we'll be taking it. The things that they're really in need of right now or any type of camping equipment, sleeping bags, cots, blankets, twin-size, full-size blankets, tents, heaters especially because, you know, it's getting real cold now. Then we'll need also propane to go with them. The clothes part, you know, you're looking for boggins, gloves of all sizes. Anything to keep warm and all sizes of it.
And Worthy asks that new donations be brought by the Tallapoosa Police Department this Saturday from 9 to 5 and Wednesday, November the 6th, from 8 o'clock until 5 p.m. And an Atlanta television station this week calling the Georgia District 3 congressional race one of the key races in the state of Georgia, November the 5th. District 3 voters deciding between Brian Jack and Mara Keller as to who will replace Drew Ferguson in that seat. Keller was the guest on Wednesday's WLBB Community Voice.
I am out there working the doors, talking to people in the grocery stores, in the gas stations. I've got 5 3.5-inch binders of topics that people have said, this is what's important to me. And I've divided them. And if I didn't understand a topic, I went and did the research. And so that's all in the binder. And then I went and started making phone calls of who are the subject matter experts that could sit down with me and guide me. So when it's time to go to Washington, I know what the people here want. My job is to listen, understand, advocate, and elevate their voice.
And our interviews with both Keller and Jack are archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.